How many times do I have to fucking tell you people? I don't want any company. Oh. It's you. From the fucking bathhouse. What? What do you want? Yes, I remember you. Congratulations. You know it's not an achievement to be remembered by me, right? Not exactly a thing to be celebrated. Yeah. I have a tendency of remembering unpleasant experiences more than pleasant ones, so what does that say about you? And more importantly, what does that say about my feelings towards you? Can you take a wild, wild guess? Get the fuck out. I don't want any company. Not even yours. No, I don't care what you want anymore. I'm over it. So just leave me the fuck alone. I should have known that you wouldn't be so agreeable. Just my rotten fucking luck. I keep running into bastards who feel entitled to my time. Spoiled little brats who are used to getting their fucking way. You know, you remind me a lot of someone I know. A man named Tigan. I fucking hate Tigan. Yes, another non-compliment. Sorry, but words of praise don't typically slip out of my mouth. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I hurting your feelings, honey? You are not entitled to my time or my kindness. And trust me when I say both are wearing very fucking thin. Especially if you keep running that mouth of yours. You're in my room late at night, barging in, and you expect politeness when you can't even offer me the same courtesy. Someone should teach you fucking manners. Is that what you want? Is that what you're here looking for? Is that why you showed up to my room? Looking all eager to be fucked. All nice and needy and desperate. Is that it, honey? It would explain why you're such a demanding bitch. But you don't like vulgar language. Get used to it. If you're gonna keep refusing to leave, you gotta learn how to deal with it. So is that what you wanted? To get fucked? Is that why you're here? Why the fuck do you want it with me? I clearly don't fucking like you. And I clearly don't want to do anything with you. So why the fuck are you being so damn persistent? You think that I can give you a good time? Really? Me of all people? Out of every single person in this brothel who probably has a talented mouth, a big cock, a tight cunt, you choose to go for me. You have a dog shit taste. Go find someone else to get off with. Trust me. Whatever the hell you're expecting from me, you're not gonna get what you want. I definitely don't have what you think I have, so leave, please. I've had a long fucking week. Wait. What did you just say?
You know?
What the fuck do you mean by that?
You know that I don't have what everyone else thinks I have.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that.
Oh, no. You don't get to just run away after you say something like that.
No.
You're gonna get your fucking wish. You're going to stay right here with my hand wrapped around your pretty fucking throat. This is what you wanted, right? I'm just giving it to you. You're going to tell me exactly what you meant by you know. What do you know? Come on, you fucking brat. Speak. You were so fucking eager to run your little mouth off earlier. So come on. Speak now. Before I cut your fucking tongue out. Oh, you think I'm kidding? Oh, no. This is real, honey. This is very fucking real. If you know any of my secrets, I think I'm well within my right to decide whether you live or die with them. And I'm very inclined to the option where your head is separate from your shoulders. So you better do what I say. And speak. At the bathhouse, you little piece of shit. Fuck. I knew Ringo's medicine made me fucking groggy, but Jesus Christ. How did I not fucking notice a brat like you watching me? Fuck. So you saw. You know I'm not a real samurai, huh? What were you intending to do when you came here? Blackmail me? Threaten to out me? No? I find that very hard to believe. How do I know that you're not working for someone? Or that you're not just some scummy piece of shit? I can't, can I? So I should just slit your pretty little throat here right now. You were just interested in me, so you perved on me. I hope you don't do that to all your fucking crushes. You're too fucking stupid to be anything nefarious. There's no way that brain of yours is even big enough to hold any ill intent. You really just wandered into my room after finding out about my secret identity, knowing that I am a trained swordsman who's cut up more people than I can fucking count. And you came in just to fuck me. Seriously. Do you have a fucking death wish, honey? No, I'm not going to gut you like a fish. Don't worry. You're too cute for that. If you really are as innocent as you say you are, which I still highly doubt, why don't you prove it to me? As a little bit of an apology for being such a fucking nuisance. Yeah. I normally don't let myself indulge, but since you're here, offering yourself up to me, and you already know my little secrets, why not indulge a little bit? Yeah, you're an indulgence. Although not in the way you might be thinking. It brings me a lot of pleasure putting people in their places. You seem like someone who is in desperate need, and I am more than happy to provide. No, no, no. The blade isn't gonna go away anytime soon. Maybe later, but for now, I think you need a reminder of who you're dealing with. Yeah. Maybe you're not totally stupid. I could, and I would kill you. But, like I said, you're a sweet indulgence. One hand is going to stay on the sword, and this other hand is going to creep down between your legs, just like this. Oh, why do you look so scared? You know, I liked you better when you were running your mouth, ironically enough. Come on, put up a little fight. Oh, fuck. Oh, attaboy. I will say, though, that slap and that fire in your eyes, it's a little undermined by just how fucking into this you are. Think I don't notice? I mean, good God. Look at how fucking excited you are. Oh, you're such a fucking slut, aren't you? You fit right into a whorehouse like this. Yeah, a boy as pretty as you. I'm sure you're good for nothing else. Spreading your fucking legs like this. Oh, shut the fuck up. You can whine and pout as much as you fucking want. Doesn't hide the fact that you're fucking throbbing between your thighs. God, these clothes are getting in the fucking way. Pissing me off. What? You thought this blade was entirely ornamental or some shit? I can fucking use it whenever I want. And if I want to use it to slice a hole in your pretty fucking clothes, I will. Oh, don't look so scared. I cut it dangerously close on purpose, you know. Just to fuck with you. You look cute when you're scared. No, come on. Enough complaining about that. Follow me. Yeah, follow me. We're going to the bed, thinking, you're gonna follow me. Yeah, just like that. Like an obedient little pet. You didn't like that, did you? Maybe you like that too much. That's okay. You can hit me as much as you want. It'll just be another spank on that cute little ass of yours. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen, honey. Yeah, I'm gonna sit down in this fucking bed. And you're gonna come down with me. You're gonna bend yourself over my fucking lap. Just like this. That's right. And I'm gonna keep this blade right on this pretty throat of yours. In my other hand, it's gonna be right here. Right on this fucking ass. How about I spank you for every fucking time you've pissed me off since I've met you? I'd say that's a good 15, maybe 20. Maybe even more if you keep fucking struggling. At this rate, you're gonna cut your own fucking throat on my blade. You idiot, stop that. So it does seem like you only respond to fucking violence. Great. That's one. Two. Three. Oh, come on, don't start crying already. I'm barely putting any fucking strength into these first ones. 4. Good job. 5. Yeah, good job. You really know how to take it like a whore. 6. 7. 8. 9. 10. Oh, yeah, just keep taking it. Fine, you can run up against my thigh a little bit. I can feel how fucking meaty you are. Come on. Where was I again? God, I lost fucking count. You're so distracting, honey. What if we start over, huh? Just kidding. 5. 6. 7. 8. 9. 10. Good job. Come on, just keep humping my leg like that. Like a little puppy in heat. Oh, yeah, good boy, good boy. Oh, your cock is practically drooling, honey. Yeah. Just keep mindlessly humping while I spank the brat out of you. 11. Sorry, gotta keep you on your toes, honey. 12. 13. 14. 15. Oh, you're doing better than I expected. Although the bar was already pretty low, practically in fucking hell, but you surpassed it, I suppose. Oh, but you really, really pissed me off when you slapped me, so I want 5 more. I think that's good. And how about we make these ones count? Alright? Don't cry. It'll just make me want to hurt you more, honey. Now count them out. Or else I'm pressing this blade a little bit tighter against your throat. 16. 17. 18. 19. 20. Oh, now your ass looks so much fucking better. Oh, nice and red with my handprint on it. You know you're gonna feel me for days, right? Every time you sit down for the next week or so, you're gonna be aching. And you're gonna think about tonight. Hopefully the reminder will be enough to keep you from being a bitch to everyone else in your life. Maybe they'll thank me. Maybe you'll finally be tolerable. Oh, you look even prettier up here, you know. Oh, your eyes all glazed over with tears. Your cheeks nice and flushed and wet. And that cute little red indent on your throat. Another good reminder. But we're not done. No, 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 we're not even close to fucking done. What the hell do you think is going on? Don't you remember what I said earlier? I'm not gonna stop until you come so fucking hard that you can't even think to talk back, much less slap me. Oh, come on now. Spread those fucking thighs for me. Yeah, come on, pretty boy. Spread your fucking thighs. I know your ass must be aching, but I didn't spank your thighs at least, right? Those should still be fully functional. Although I do think you'd look rather pretty with marks on there, too. Maybe later. My God. Look at that cock of yours. Oh, it's fucking throbbing against my pants, honey. Yeah, you left a wet spot with all that pre-cum leaking out. Oh, so cute when you're needy. So fucking cute. Tell me what you want, honey. What you're desperate for. Yeah. I mean, of course I know what you want, but I want to hear those slutty words tumble out of this cute mouth of yours. I want to hear you say it in your whiny, desperate voice while tears keep streaming down your fucking face. Oh, just like that. Oh, it's music to my fucking ears. Oh, listen how desperate you are. Just like every other bitch in Hayden's fucking brothel. It's a good look. Well, a good sound on you. You want me to wrap my hands around this cock of yours? Good. Oh, what was with that surprise gasp of yours? Were you expecting a sensation more? Soft and dainty. Oh, sorry to disappoint, but these hands of mine, I've worked hard with them, and I'm very skillful with them. That's right. I can do just as well at snapping your neck as I can at forcing orgasm after orgasm out of you. So don't worry. I'll make you feel fucking good. You'll get used to taking it rough, don't worry. You like that? When I play with the tip of your cock like this? Thumbing at the fucking slit. Oh, gathering up all that pre-cum oozing out of you. You really are fucking excited, aren't you? Oh, fuck, you're lucky you're cute. Yeah. Oh, what, honey? Does it hurt a little? You need a little bit of drool, a little bit of spit. Would that help? Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? Well, come on. Drool into my fucking hand. Yeah, you're gonna be providing your own lubricant. What? You thought I'd suck you off or something? No. Only good boys get that kind of treatment. Sorry. Oh, maybe later though, honey. If you learn to behave. Yeah, that's right. Come on, drool, honey. Drool like a little fucking mutt. Yeah, that's it. Very good. Oh, you're already on your way to earning my spit on your cock. Good job. Oh, here you go. Yep, I'm gonna use your pre-cum and your spit as lube. I'm gonna jerk you off nice and slow at first, okay? Nice and torturously slow. Yeah, I'm gonna rub up along the underside of your cock while my fingers trace lazily all along your veins, just like that. Nice and deep. You didn't know I could be so gentle. Oh, we haven't even gotten to the good part. You'll see how not so gentle I can be. But for now, this will do.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Nice and slow. Nice and slow. Until you're bucking your hips up into my fucking hand. All desperate and needy.
Mm-hmm.
Like a good boy should be. Exactly. Exactly.
You have no discipline.
That excuse of a man at the mercy of someone like me.
Knowing
my secret, yet I'm the one who holds power over you.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, so cute. Oh, you look so cute while I'm pumping your cock.
Mm-hmm. You make for the perfect little fuck toy. Oh, don't worry, honey. Jerking off a pretty boy like you is the perfect kind of stress relief for me.
Mm-hmm. I promise.
You're doing good.
Alright. I'll pick up the pace just a little bit because you banged so prettily for me. Yeah, just like this.
Oh, you like that, don't you?
Oh, you like that a lot.
Oh, honey, you're so needy. I mean, I shouldn't be so surprised, but you have a talent in surprising me with just how desperate and fucking slutty.
Oh, yeah, just keep bucking up into my hand.
Yeah, like a cute little bitch you need.
Oh, so good.
Oh, you're so desperate for any kind of friction, aren't you?
Poor baby.
Poor baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm just twisting my wrist a little bit, honey. Getting a nice, good angle for you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make you feel good.
Just trying to make you feel so good that you won't be able to forget tonight.
Even though I fully intend on leaving you nice and fucked out and broken.
I want you to remember tonight. To remember me.
I want to sear the pleasure that I'm giving you into your fucking brain. Until every time that you fuck someone after me,
I'll be the only thing that you think of.
I want to leave my mark on your body in more ways than one.
Oh, I thought that would turn you off a little bit. Talking about using you and discarding you like you were some kind of pleasure doll, but you seem to like it.
Oh, you sick fucking pervert. Oh, I love that about you.
That's right, I love that about you. At least you're a brat who can actually take it. Sure, you break down crying at the slightest hint of pain, but it just makes you all the more endearing in my eyes. Endearingly pathetic.
Makes you more fun to break down.
And you really are already breaking just from me using my hands on you.
Nice and rough. Just the way that you deserve.
That's right.
You deserve this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you like that.
I'm picking up the pace.
I meant it when I said that I want to milk as many orgasms out of you as possible.
Though it's a little harder to do that with boys. I'll be sure to try my damnedest. Yeah. Oh, just like that. Oh, yeah, just like that. Oh, come on, come on. I'm gonna spill your cum all over my fucking hand, honey. Yeah, and I'll tighten my grip a little bit more. Squeeze you around the base. Oh, don't mind that. I've noticed that you respond pretty well to danger and violence, so I'll just press this blade a little bit tighter against your throat. Only until you come, though. If you come, the blade goes away. Fair deal, don't you think? Oh, yeah, you like that. Hell yeah, when I stroke up and down just like this. Up and down, nice and fucking smooth. You did such a good job looping up my hand. Your spit is nice and slick. Yeah. Do you like it when I pause for a little bit? Palm at your fucking tip. Play with the slit and then make my way back down before I start pumping you all over again. Yeah, yeah, come on. Come on, honey, spill yourself all over my hand. Yeah, just like that. Just like that. If you manage to do it fast enough, I'll reward you. Yeah, that's right, honey. I'll reward you. Oh, can't you imagine it already? Getting to spill your seed all over my hand while I pump you, stupid. And then I get down on my knees for you. And I lick and suck you clean. Let you feel every inch of my nice, wet, tight fucking mouth. Maybe even my throat too. Then you'll get to spill yet another load inside of me this time. Oh, it would feel so, so good, wouldn't it? And it'd be enjoyable for me too. I'd love to suck the fucking soul out of you. Ruin any other girl's blowjobs for you. Make you feel so good that you start crying all over again. Yeah. Yeah, come on, honey. Come on. Come over my hand. You have my permission. I promise. Oh, you're such a good boy asking for it, too. Oh, you really have learned, haven't you? And all it took was me reducing you to a crying, drooling fucking mess. Putty in my fucking hands, huh? Oh, it was almost too easy. Almost. Now come on. Be a good boy. Oh, yeah, just like that. Just like that. Oh, you're doing so, so good. You're doing very, very fucking good. You okay? I know that might have been intense, so tell me, okay? Was it too much? No? Good. You're a brat, but at least you're a strong brat. I can appreciate that much. I guess, maybe. Since you did so well and you were so obedient and you were just so, so cute. I guess I owe you a reward of some sort, no? I mean, after everything I've done to you in the past 20 minutes, I guess it's the least that I can do for you. I mean, look at you. All tear-stained and crying.
So fucking cute. Come on, get off my lap now. Yeah. I need you to sit back on the bed, okay? That's right, I don't care if it hurts your poor little ass. I want you to sit down. How else am I gonna suck you off, huh? Good boy. Oh, you look so cute like this. Your tears taste good, honey. What? I'm not allowed to have a taste. I'm already gonna have a taste somewhere else, so what's the harm, huh? You should be flattered that I even bother to lick up your tears for you. Not even bothering to clean you up. Just lay back. There you go. There you go. Oh, look at this poor, poor cock of yours. You came so, so hard earlier, and yet here you are, still aching and throbbing. So desperate. Don't worry, I'll start off gentle at least. Oh, yeah. It's gonna be the same as when I jerked you off. I'm gonna toy with the tip of your cock. I swirl my tongue around the head. Lick up all this delicious cum. That's right. I'm gonna lick along all of your veins. I'm gonna look up every last fucking drop of your nice fat load from earlier. Make sure that you're all cleaned up. Before I make a mess of you again. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. You know, you should be thankful for this, right? No one else has ever gotten this kind of treatment from me. When I was even nice enough to remove the blade from your throat. Close, honey. Oh, you must be so sensitive. Oh, poor boy. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, I'm not gonna ease up on you. Oh, Come on, honey. Come on down my throat, okay? I promise it'll feel good. Sorry, I just love making out with the sensitive tip of your cock. Just started bucking your hips, didn't you? God. Oh, I should fucking spank you all over again for that, but it's okay. I know you just got really caught up in the moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for tonight. I really, really needed it. You know, you're making this a little bit awkward. Well, yeah, I think you are. This is the part where you get up off my bed, collect the scraps of your clothing, and then, well, you leave and you never re-enter my life again. Remember what I told you about? I'm not one for sentimental bullshit, honey. Leave. Now. I don't care if you have tears streaming down that pretty little face of yours. I don't give a shit if people can see how red your ass is or the cum dripping down your fucking thighs. Alright? And I don't give a fuck. Leave. Now. Maybe you'd be receiving nicer treatment than this if you weren't such a fucking creep at the start and such a brat. Life isn't fair. You are not owed a cuddling session after you sneak into a stranger's room talking about their biggest fucking secret. Sorry, honey.